This is a podcast from Rover.
Bryce, as you know, is on holiday in Tokyo. Actually, because Bryce said, didn't he, guys? We've more on this after seven, but Bryce said he was back on Wednesday, I believe. He lied. He told his boss, Brady's not back till at least Friday now this week. So,
and he smirked as he sort of left on Wednesday, didn't he?
Last week. It's well played.
He knows what he was doing.
Yeah, it annoys the shit out of Rog. Because he has to rely on you and I, Mel.
Yeah, and he hates that.
Well, no, I don't. The thing is, the good thing is on that is that we've got Bryce's holiday pay to give away after seven.
That's also a bonus.
Yeah.
The Casey Cashy.
Yes, so that is back after seven and after eight, so a chance to win yourself some cash. But Bryce has been sending through his Tokyo travel diary, so have a listen. Strap yourself in.
Just before you play it, Rog.
Yes, Miles.
This is probably, I think this is like the 18th or 19th one he sent through, but it's like the first one we actually want to play.
Yeah.
We didn't ask for them.
No.
Here they are.
Yeah, have a listen.
Hi, guys. It's me, Bryce. Here's the first installment of my travel journal, A Bald Man in Japan. My wife, Sharon, had gone 100 days sober before this trip, but weirdly, she started drinking tonight. She said something like, "The only way she'd ever be intimate with me is if she was blind drunk," which is kind of rude. And speaking of being blind, we're at this delicious restaurant and some Korean guy thought I looked like Jason Statham. So I sent this classic video to the show 4 times on 3 different platforms. It's classic and they'll love it.
So you think that Bryce looks like...
Who do you think I look like?
Jason Statham.
I bet the show has missed me. I know they look up to me, especially Rog. But that's more of a height-based thing. I hope Miles has been okay. With me not on the show and his wife and kids away in Fiji, he'll be about as lost and disillusioned as the Crusaders. Sorry, Mitch.
Sucked in, Mitch.
I've picked up so many vinyls and discovered some niche Japanese rock bands that I can punish people about when I'm back home and ridicule them if they don't agree with my musical opinions. So it's been great. I've found all these vinyls, but still haven't found Mel a man. I guess I'm not a miracle worker. One slight gripe I did have, I thought with no kids on this holiday, Sharon wouldn't be able to keep her hands off me. But so far, no action. The only time she touches me is to wipe saliva off my chin when I'm deep into another 18-minute story. Anyway, that just about concludes the first edition of A Bald Man in Japan. With me, Bryce. Sayonara! That's goodbye in Japanese. Oh, I know I struggle to grasp the English language, but this language is a breeze. Later, losers. I'll be back next Monday, if you're lucky.
I tell you what, that's exactly how it's gone.
Yeah, bang on.
The vinyls bit, I bought so many vinyls.
Oh, so it's all he's done.
I really miss him.
Oh, that was classic stuff. Very good. Producer Ryan, he gets these audio files from Bryce in Japan at the moment, filing through his travel diaries, A Bald Man in Japan. And Ryan, a lot of editing needed for these because I imagine there'd be just an absolute shambles to try and put together when Bryce sends some audio through from Tokyo.
Yeah, I know we talk about it a bit, but word economy, not a strength of Bryce's, but also... you might hear it in this one, but he does get sick a lot overseas.
He always gets sick.
It happened in State of Origin. He was with Dunk and some other guys, got gastro.
Yeah.
When we went to New York last year, he had gastro.
Yeah.
Hasn't had gastro yet in Japan, but yeah, we'll wait and see.
Let's have a listen here.
Hi guys, Bryce here for another edition of A Bald Man in Japan. We've been in Japan for a full week and I haven't suffered from some debilitating sickness like I normally get overseas. It's a miracle! Have caught up with former All Blacks Dane Coles and Brody Retallick, or as I call them, Colesy and Guzzler. And as they call me, Fuckwit. Yeah. We got to see Mount Fuji the other day, but decided not to walk up it though, as my pathetic udon noodle legs were already sore from walking the streets of Tokyo. Speaking of Tokyo, I can't wait to get back on the mic. It's hard running around not being able to understand what people are saying. Now I know what our interview guests must feel like when I ask a question. Yeah. I wonder if Rog will be angry if I tell him I purposely rebooked a later flight back from Japan so I miss another radio show. Oh well, best not tell him. We watched a bunch of Japanese men impersonate Elvis in a square, which was impressive. Almost as impressive as me impersonating a microwaved version of Bruce Willis every day. I was picked up by the show A Gift. I know Miles hardly eats anymore, but I might get him a giant Toblerone. For Mel, maybe alcohol, of course. And for Rog, maybe a signed picture of Mount Fuji, seeing as he paid a grand not to see it, because it was overcast. Yeah. Anyway, that about wraps up my diary. For more unrelatable content, check out my Instagram. Wait, hold on. That sashimi I had for lunch, it feels like it's starting to disagree with me. Okay, I'll just have a drink. Oh no, not again! Please make it stop! No, no, don't come in here! Okay, I better go, Dory!